Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents...
Yeah, I reckon we waltzed right into a heap of trouble again.
What's the matter, old-timer? Don't you like having a target painted on your back?
William W. Johnstone's Sidewinders.
Yeehaw!
Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Tim Carlin, Mort Shelby, Timothy Lynch, Terrence Aislefort, Elizabeth Jernigan, Nanette Savard, Nick DePinto, David Coyne, Alexander Strain, Danny Gavigan, Christopher Graybill, Gregory Gorton, Richard Rowan, Stephen Carpenter, and Johann Detweiler. Sidewinders 5, Deadwood Gulch. Six sturdy mules pulled the wagon along the trail that followed a winding gulch through the Black Hills of the Dakota Territory. Off to the right of the trail flowed a narrow, brawling creek lined by cottonwood, aspen, and box elders. The pine-covered sides of the gulch rose steeply and cast a pall of gloom over the trail despite the sunny day. Winter wasn't far off, and a chill hung in the air. Breath fogged in front of the faces of the driver and the three guards on the wagon. The guards wore sheepskin jackets, while the driver was bundled in an old Mackinaw. The man on the seat next to the driver had a shotgun across his knees. The two guards clutched Winchesters in the back of the wagon with the sacks of gold dust bound for the Stebbins and Post Bank in Deadwood. Deadwood was 4 miles away along this narrow gulch, and lately every foot of the way had been dangerous. There was a time when these runs from the mine to the bank had been made by just two men, a driver and a guard. But with the latest outbreak of lawlessness and violence plaguing the area, the mine owners had increased their precautions. The driver hoped having three tough men along with him would be enough. He wasn't in any mood to die today, and he dang sure didn't want any devil's pitchfork carved into his forehead. His name was Chloride Coleman. He had followed the lure of gold and silver from one end of the frontier to the other for more than 25 years, after first heading for California during the gold rush of 49. Since then, he had been a lot of places, including the rough mining camp of Deadwood when gold seekers first flooded into the Black Hills. He had spent part of the intervening years searching for his own fortune, before finally coming to the realization that he wasn't fated to find it. He could make a living, though, working for men who had been more fortunate. Mitch Davis, the guard on the seat beside Chloride, glanced over at him.
Can't you get those jugheads moving a little faster, Chloride?
This here place gives me the fantas.
Hold your horses! Of course, them ain't horses I'm driving, are they?
I feel better when we get to Deadwood.
The speaker was one of the men in the back. He was called Turley. His more taciturn companion was Berkner. Like Mitch Davis and Chloride himself, they had come to the Dakota Territory in search of their fortune, only to find that the big mining concerns had gobbled up the best claims already, squeezing out the individual miners. Davis lifted his shotgun.
I don't like the looks of that deadfall up ahead. I don't think it was there last time we came through here. There might be half dozen of those devils hiding behind it. You better steer around as much as you can, Chloride.
Now how am I going to do that? The trail goes right beside that big old tree, and the way this side of the gulch comes crowding in, there ain't no way to go except right past it.
Yeah, well, maybe not, but don't waste any time getting by. Better whip up that team a little.
Chloride reached for the whip, socketed into a holder next to him. With skill born of long experience, he popped the black snake over the heads of the mules.
Yep, you varmint! Yep!
The stolid mules leaned into their harness and moved a little faster, but not much.
Keep your guns on that deadfall, you two.
Both men lifted their rifles to their shoulders and trained the weapons on the huge log lying a short distance to the left of the trail. Davis was right, Chloride thought. Several of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?